USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. President Trump signed an order Friday in Charlotte, North Carolina, aimed at expanding access to retirement plans for small businesses. Secretary of Labor Alexandria Ocasio was at the signing.
The president has asked the Department of Labor to consider expanding when employers, especially small and medium businesses, can band together to provide retirement plans.
It's an effort to allow retirees to stash away more money in their accounts for a longer period of time. Trade negotiations with Canada continue. Chrystia Freeland, Canadian Foreign Affairs Minister.
Canada will only sign a deal which is a good deal for Canada. We are very, very clear about that. The Prime Minister has said that on a number of occasions, including this week.
The U.S. and Canada missed a Friday deadline imposed by the Trump administration to revamp NAFTA, but agreed to extend talks rather than rip up the quarter-century-old treaty. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now, we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping. At GetTheTea.com, use promo code USA. At GetTheTea.com.
President Donald Trump is denouncing a federal court ruling that found North Carolina Republican lawmakers went too far in creating voting districts to preserve GOP-held seats, and they may have to be redrawn.
It's very unfair. You have an election in a little more than 60 days, and they change the district on you, and you've already won primaries. How does that work? The court system, okay?
Trump addressed the redistricting issue during a fundraising appearance in Charlotte, North Carolina, for a pair of GOP congressional candidates. New Mexico State Police Chief Pete Casetas says a blown left front tire on a semi-truck led to Thursday's deadly crash between that truck and a commercial bus.
The tread separated from what's called the case. Why that happened, we don't know. The investigation might be able to determine that, but we believe it was a tire failure.
Once that tire blew, the semi crossed the median and hit the bus, carrying 48 passengers, killing seven. Another passenger later died. At least two people are suing the California-based trucking company, alleging negligence. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A Detroit church was packed Friday by people paying their respects to Aretha Franklin, the musical giant whose legacy was evident in several hours of tributes in song and speeches. One of those remembering Franklin was actress Cicely Tyson.
She spoke to us through her soul and everything she experienced. And that's why, no matter what she was singing, she moved every single person.
Music producer Clive Davis talked about signing Ms. Franklin in 1979 to his label. He said behind her God-given talent was the drive of a total perfectionist. Franklin died of pancreatic cancer 2 weeks ago at the age of 76. Praises heaped on John McCain at his memorial service at the U.S. Capitol's Grand Rotunda, where Speaker Paul Ryan called him one of the bravest souls our nation has ever produced and joked about the late senator's sometimes salty talk. Another speaker was Vice President Mike Pence.
In every generation, there are those who put country first, who prize service ahead of self, who summon idealism from a cynical age. John McCain was such a man.
McCain, a former Republican nominee for president and six-term senator from Arizona, died of brain cancer August 25th. Police in Philadelphia are looking for whoever stole $40,000 worth of insects and lizards from the Philadelphia Insectarium and Butterfly Pavilion. They took hissing cockroaches for some reason and hairy scorpions, bumblebee millipedes, leopard geckos, and lots of other insects and lizards, including a six-eyed sand spider, one of the most venomous in the world. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.